Listener Production.
Good afternoon, it's Tamara Clark with your local news update. The Premier has joined hundreds of other CEOs for the Vinnies sleepout overnight. It's the sixth time Peter Malinauskas has taken part in the fundraiser. It's aimed at raising money and awareness for Australians living without a home or those who are at risk of homelessness. The local airport's just received two awards for its design. The first is the South Australian Architecture Medal, and second, the Jack McConnell Award for Public Architecture. The National Radio Fox Hunting Championships have just been held in the Blue Lake City. Six teams came across the border from Victoria to join a couple of other local ones. They competed in a range of events, including a four-transmitter rotating time frame event, a very high-frequency tracking event, and a night hunt. The event is run by Southeast Radio Groups, and they've been doing it for 50 years running. New research is showing just how much the country's lack of affordable housing could cost us. The figure's sitting at around $25 billion over the next 30 years. That figure's coming from a report commissioned by the Housing All Australians charity, and is taking into consideration things like health and domestic violence services. Founder and director Rob Pradelin says businesses should play a key role in addressing the shortage.
This economic report proves beyond doubt that not only are we heading for a $25 billion additional cost in today dollars, but there's an underlying business case that says it makes business sense.
Alternatively, the study contends South Australia could save around $4.5 billion in the same time frame if the shortage is filled. Taking a look at local sport now, and local lists are getting ready for the 11th round of action in the Western Border Football League. The top two outfits are coming head-to-head at McLaughlin Park this time around in South Gambia and Millicent. Listener.